Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, the Lord welcomes us this Sunday, 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. Our first reading, taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 1-6. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 96. Our second reading, taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1-5. Our gospel reading, taken from Matthew's gospel, chapter 22, verses 15-21. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is for the glory of God and services of His glory. For the glory of God and services of His glory. My brothers and sisters, the psalmist says, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of His name. Yes, my brother, my sister, our desire today is to re-echo the glory of God, because for that we exist. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11 says, if anyone speaks, he should speak as one conveying the words of God. If anyone serves, he should serve with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. But my brothers, my sisters, not everyone can give glory to God, because as Matthew 13 verse 11 says, and Matthew 19:11, not everyone can accept the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. In fact, human dichotomy between church and state, the decline of sacred and spiritual conversations in public sphere, and the belief that religion is one among many facets of life have made some ignorant of the essence of life and the authority they possess as parents, as leaders, which are derivations and expressions of the wisdom and knowledge of God. The fact is, one who considers faith in Christ Jesus and worship of God as one among many activities of life would not have or create time to apprehend or develop his or her intrinsic affiliation to and participation in eternal reason. Hence, that failure begets ignorance of Yahweh's sovereignty or total disconnection from the moral order which guides and informs our actions. When that happens, man makes himself lord of his own actions, which precipitates rejection of the rulership of divine providence and chaos in our communities. For instance, the Pharisees and the Herodians' rejection of the words of Jesus caused them to miss an encounter with the Holy Spirit, who would have reordered their negative thoughts and desires against Jesus. Nonetheless, my brothers, my sisters, while it is possible for us to claim ignorance of our sacred connectedness with God, not to strive to attain knowledge of our existence and an understanding of our roles in this world is in itself, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, a sin of negligence. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18 says, "They are darkened in their understanding and alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their hearts." Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15 says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion." And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us today be still and open our hearts today, not tomorrow, but today, because the Lord would enter, as he did in the life of Cyrus in today's first reading, to enlighten and remind us of the glory of God and to reveal the essence of our being, which is to protect the good of mankind and to make the world a better place. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, do not forget. We must remember, we must re-echo that we exist to serve as instruments of his glory. We exist to glorify God. We exist to make a brother, to make a sister happy. You exist as a president, as a prime minister, as a parent, to establish the goodness of God in this world. If we are not doing good, then we are not glorifying God. Glorify God, for that is the reason why you are here in this world. May God bless us as we glorify God in all our actions, in all that we do, in all that we say. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Always remember to pray for me, Father Anthony Uche. God bless you.